Hey, I hope you're having a great day. You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, and this is episode 10. Today we'll be talking about SEO tips for your Etsy shop. Let's get started.
You're listening to the Brilliant Business Moms podcast, practical business advice for startup moms.
So on yesterday's show, in episode 9, we talked with Carrie Bass of Izzy and Oli, and she discussed the way tagging her items appropriately, using the correct descriptions for her items, and thinking about all of the terms that her potential customers might be using to search for her items, how that really helps for her to get found within Etsy, as well as to get found within Google searches. So really what Carrie was discussing there is what's called SEO. This is an abbreviation for search engine optimization. It might seem like a really complicated, confusing term, and there are certainly huge books written on the subject that you could become buried in if you so wished, but there are also some really simple things you can do with SEO that are going to improve your ability to get found. Now, this episode, we will focus on SEO for your Etsy shop, but we'll also discuss some tips that will really apply to any website, any blog, whatever it is that you're doing online. So stay tuned. We'll talk about some tips that will be relevant to anyone. So SEO, what is this? Why should you care? Essentially, it's the practice of improving and promoting a website to increase the number of visitors that are coming from search engines. So search engines being the key part here. Why do we care? Does it matter if people are able to go into Google and find your products? The answer should be yes, it does matter. But even if you're torn, even if you think that you're going to get most of your traffic through, let's say, word of mouth or social media or connecting with teams on Etsy, and these can all be great ways to get the word out about your website, your products, etc. The thing that's so nice about search engine traffic is this is targeted traffic. The people who are using search engines might be typing in something really specific that they're ready to buy. And if you have exactly what they're looking for, that's it. You've got a sale right there. Versus if you're just sharing your stuff on social media or sharing it with other blogs, yes, there's a chance that someone will run across your products and decide, yeah, I want to buy. That looks cool. But it's not as targeted as knowing exactly the words that your potential customer is going to search for and being able to be that product, that website that they find when they're ready to make that purchase. Okay, so the first thing we need to discuss is keywords. In order to optimize your website for search engines, you need to figure out what keywords you're shooting for, that you want to rank for. So you can use the Google Keyword Planner. Now, it looks like you have to sign up for AdWords to use a keyword planner, but this is a free tool. You do have to sign up for an AdWords account, but once you get into it, there's no obligation. You don't have to set up ads. You can go in and use that keyword planner at any time. So let's say you're like Carrie and you are selling table runners for your Etsy shop. You can type in table runner into the keyword planner and it will give you hundreds of different ideas of other terms that you could be using. It'll also show you the number of searches people in the United States, for example, are making on that term every month, because clearly if only 5 people are searching for that term a month, it's not worth your time to try to target that word. But if thousands and thousands of people are searching for that word and there's high competition, that is probably not going to be worth your time either as a little Etsy shop just starting out. So you kind of need to find that sweet spot between. And this book that I recommend, it's called SEO for Your Etsy Shop. You can get it for your Kindle right on Amazon. And I'll have a link to that in our show notes, which you'll be able to find at brilliantbusinessmoms.com/10. But anyway, so this book recommends you start with long tail keyword phrases where there are at least 50 searches being done on that term per month and maybe up to 200 searches per month. And the way you'll figure out competition for that word is you're not going to find out the competition within Google Keyword planner, you'll have to go back out to Google and search for that term. And however many results show up, I mean, it's going to be millions and millions, but essentially that's going to tell you what your competition is for that word. So let's take an example so you can figure out what I'm talking about with long tail versus short tail keyword terms. Short tail would be high heels. Long tail would be vintage blue cobalt high heels. So a long tail keyword term is, or keyword phrase, I should say, is at least three words long, and it can be much longer than that. Really as specific as you can get while still drawing at least 50 searches a month on that term is where you want to go. So the beauty of, let's say, trying to optimize for a term like vintage blue cobalt high heels is someone who is searching for that specific item is way more ready to buy than the person who maybe is just browsing and just types high heels into their Google search or high heels into the Etsy search box. So that's the beauty of optimizing for those long tail keyword terms. And again, compare this to just randomly shouting out at social media or randomly posting on a blog where, yes, they might fit your ideal customer, but they might not. Okay, another really important tool that you can use as an Etsy seller to try to figure out what other words you should be optimizing for with your products is just to go to the Etsy search bar. It's really simple, but a lot of people forget to do this. So you can essentially just go to Etsy.com, that search bar at the top, and let's say I'm like Carrie of Izzy and Ollie, and I make table runners. So all you have to do is type table runner into that top search bar, and what's going to happen is Etsy is going to populate a list of suggested search terms for you. And these suggested search terms are based on what they have seen are the popular terms that are searched for. So after I type in table runner, what comes up is burlap table runner, chevron table runner, lace table runner, and I'll just go down the list of the other qualities here: quilted, wedding, sequin, gold, linen table runner, and coral table runner. So right there, you're getting a ton of ideas for, let's say you have a chevron table runner, but you didn't think to title your item in that way, or you didn't think to make chevron a noticeable feature in your product description or in your tags. Now you know that's something that people are searching for, so you should make sure you include that in your title, in your images, everywhere. You want to include that term if you're optimizing for it. It can also give you actually ideas for developing future products. Let's say you currently make quilted table runners, but you're noticing on here that linen table runners are also searched for very often. So that might be your next idea. Maybe you're going to expand and start creating linen table runners as well because you know that's popular, versus I'm looking on here and polka dotted table runner is not one of the suggested search items. So maybe that's not as popular. Not as many people are looking to purchase a polka dotted table runner. So that just gives you a basic example there. So let's move on. Now that I've given you kind of the tools you can use to come up with those keywords and maybe come up with ones you hadn't thought of before to describe your products that you're selling, let's talk about the seven areas in your Etsy shop that you really need to focus on and make sure you're optimizing for those keywords. Okay, so the seven distinct areas are your shop title tag, your shop announcement, your product title tag — essentially this is just your product title that'll show up at the top of a product listing — your product description, your image tags, your Etsy tags, and your website's URL. So shop title tag, this is going to be on Etsy at the top of your shop. You'll see your pretty shop header. That's the image that you created, but then you'll see below your actual tag. And so, for example, Izzy and Ollie, her tag is housewares for your home in modern designs. So Carrie is trying to optimize for housewares in modern designs. And then right below that, you'll see the shop description. So right off the bat, Carrie says, are you looking for table runners, placemats, or napkins for you or your kids to dress up your table or have for everyday use? This is a great way to start your shop description. She's using those keywords that she's trying to target right off the bat in that very first sentence. And I also love that she says you or your kids, because Carrie does have a lot of adorable placemats just for kids and napkins just to put in your kids' lunch boxes. So she's really thinking about the words that she's using here. And a lot of times it can be easy to, maybe you want to be quirky or different or start off your little shop description with a poem. And that might seem cute and like a fun idea, but honestly, if you want to get found in search, you need to just use those words that are relevant to your products right off the bat. You can be creative a little bit later in your description, but start off with those key words first. The same goes for your product descriptions and your product title. It's really important to have those crystal clear keywords right at the beginning. And I have to say, early on in our Etsy shop, the Amateur Naturalist, I really struggled with getting our keywords into that first sentence of the product description. I was wanting to start out just saying things like, our terrariums are so much fun to create. And, or I'd say things like, are you a budding amateur naturalist? Or, you know, just, I mean, these are kind of silly examples, but I would try to draw my reader in first. And it is a good idea. I mean, clearly you want to draw your reader in. You want them to keep reading about your product. But if no one ever finds your product, that beautiful description that you wrote doesn't matter at all. So you need them to find your product first. So for us, we've decided that terrarium kit is one of the keyword phrases that we're targeting. And we've done really well with that. Even though it's just a two-word phrase, we've done really well targeting that keyword, as well as DIY terrarium kit. So that's more a three-word phrase. But anyways, that needs to be in your first sentence of your description. The other thing too is that you'll see shops that'll have a very succinct title. Maybe it's just green polka-dotted table runner. Don't do that. Because if you have multiple keywords that you're trying to use to get found, you need to be including those in your title. It might make your listing description title look a little funny. For example, we might have one that is butterfly terrarium kit, gift for teachers, desktop decor, classroom decor, learning experience for you and your children. So it might sound weird. You've got all these little keyword phrases separated by commas, but those are important. You do not want to leave those out of your listing title. Those are going to matter. Now, granted, if you just have a whole bunch of single word keyword phrases, Google is going to look at that and think it might be a little spammy, a little junky. But if you can turn that title into a few larger long tail groupings, that can be really effective. And I'll tell you the other reason why having a longer title is better. This is because when Etsy gives your image tags, essentially, let me break this down for you. A search engine can't see your images. It just sees the words behind the image. So every image on the internet has tags behind it. Now, usually if you're in a blog, then you're choosing what words go in that title and in that image description that are just behind the scenes. No one is seeing them unless, for example, their website wasn't loading the image. That's the only time they would see them. But the search engines see those words. And so they are super important and they help that search engine understand what your page is all about. On Etsy, the way it works is Etsy automatically tags your images with whatever your listing title is, whatever words are used in your listing title. So that's why it's so important to include every possible keyword that you want people, every keyword phrase that you think people might be using to find your item, you need to use it in that title. Now, the other thing, though, when it comes to image tags is Google as a search engine doesn't do what Etsy does. Whereas Etsy takes your listing title and then tags your images with that, Google looks at what your image was saved as before it was uploaded to the website. So this is why it's important to save your images not as Butterfly Terrarium 1, Butterfly Terrarium 2. You want to sprinkle all your long tail keywords into your saved image as well. So we've started using Butterfly Terrarium Kit, pink, purple, and opalescent butterfly with moss and dried flowers, Mother's Day gift, gift for her. And then that would be, that's one image. That would be one image title, the way that it's saved. And it seems ridiculous, but this matters for search engines. So you want to use more than just a few words in that image that you're saving. And Sarah and I have actually seen great success with one of our products. It actually was found on the first page of Etsy search for Mother's Day gift. And I'm telling you guys, it made a huge difference in our sales. That item was found so many times. It was competing against thousands and thousands of other products that were trying to compete for that term Mother's Day gift. But I think a big part of how we did that, and I'll share more in a tutorial video coming up, but I do think a big part of that was the way that we saved the images themselves so that Google acknowledged that we were calling our items a Mother's Day gift, as well as we put Mother's Day gift in the description, of course, and we put it in the title. And the other thing that's important on Etsy, which is, it's kind of unique to Etsy, I suppose, is Etsy tags. So every single listing that you submit has 14 tags. You need to use them all. Okay, so let's go over some things you'd want to use in your tag. For example, we'll go back to Table Runner. If you're selling Table Runner, you can just do Table Runner for one. You might want to do table decor. You might want to do handmade fabric. And here's the thing, each tag doesn't need to be a single word. You can put two short words on the same line and that's not a problem. Maybe the color of it is navy blue, or maybe it's burnt orange. I've actually done a tag before, I think, that was burnt orange sienna, just to kind of cover all of our bases for the ways that people could be searching for that orange color. The other things you might not think to put in your tags, but can be important are, one is the name of your shop. Now, clearly, you don't want to waste the name of your shop as a tag on all of your 100 items for sale or whatever the case is, but just put the name of your shop as a tag in a few of your items so that if people go searching for your shop, your items will pop up even if they can't find your shop directly. Your items will pop up and they'll see, oh, okay, this is from the Amateur Naturalist, and go click and find you. The other one you might want to use is your name. Let's say you've been getting the word out about your shop to all of your friends and family, or maybe people within the blogging community know you personally. You want to tag at least one or two of your items with your name. So if people go into Etsy and they just search for your name, a few of your products will come up and they'll be able to find your shop. Another good idea is to use your location, because sometimes people are just searching for shops local to them in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for example. So use that in just a few items from your shop. And again, this SEO for Etsy book, that's a great resource. They also recommend using words like gift for boys or Father's Day present. This might seem like these terms are too general, too vague, or maybe even not fair to use them as search terms. But if your product truly fits the bill and is a great idea for one of those categories, let people know about it. People do go on Google and they do go on Etsy to search for these terms. And maybe it will take you a lot of time to rank for these words, a lot of work, but it is possible. And Sarah and I have seen this with Mother's Day gift. We've seen it with gift for boy for one of our bug terrarium kits. So it absolutely is possible if you do the work and you use all of these seven different locations that we're talking about to make sure you're targeting that keyword. Okay, so I could go on and on about SEO, but I think that's enough for today. I will have to do another podcast here and several tutorial videos to really dig deep into this, because SEO is so important. I know it's a little confusing, it's a little overwhelming, but you can do this. So head on over to the show notes, brilliantbusinessmoms.com/10, and you'll see this great resource, SEO for your Etsy shop, as well as all of these tips and pointers broken down for you. So that's all for today. I hope you enjoyed the episode. I hope you weren't too overwhelmed. And now it's your turn to head out there and be brilliant.